Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. In the air. Foul territory. The Cleveland Indians are going to the World Series.
That sound from last night, the Indians shut out the Blue Jays 3-0 in Toronto to win the American League pennant. They'll be in the World Series for the first time since 1997. The last time Cleveland won the championship was in 1948. The National League pennant is still up for grabs. The series between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers tied 2-2 with Game 5 happening tonight. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us today from Las Vegas. Mike, what a huge moment for Cleveland. The Cavaliers just won the NBA title a few months ago. Now the Indians going to the World Series.
Yes. And, you know, the Cavs are a great team, and they were never, though, the heart and soul of Cleveland. I mean, the Browns and the Indians were Major League. That movie was about how terrible the Indians are. And you know, when you have a wish fulfillment movie, the team that they cast to fulfill the wish, sometimes it's the Cubs, sometimes it's the Indians. It would be great if we got that World Series. And I would like to say the thing I especially like about the Cleveland Indians is they have really one great pitcher and then a bunch of players who platoon at individual positions. So not a great player per se in left field or center field or right field, but against the righty or against the lefty, watch out for those bats. They're a really well-managed team. I like them.
Okay, and we'll have to see what happens in the World Series. But if you're in Cleveland, you're also looking forward to the start of the NBA season and whether maybe the Cavaliers could end up once again going up against Golden State at the end of the season.
Well, that is, and I'll tell you because I'm in Vegas, those are the odds-on favorites. And, of course, the Cavaliers with LeBron James pulling the huge upset against the Warriors. Now, the fact that it was an upset means that the Warriors were the best team in basketball, and they did set the record for regular season wins. And they added, I don't know, the second-best, third-best player in basketball in Kevin Durant. So I would say that I have never been looking forward to the improvement of an already excellent team more than I am looking to see what the Warriors do, how they incorporate Durant. Because a lot of times when you add a great player, it's in a position where it's clearly defined or maybe to address a deficiency. This is not addressing a deficiency. This is sort of changing an ecosystem. And so we'll have to see how the rest of the fauna reacts to the new addition.
What other teams do you have your eye on in the NBA this year?
You know, I have to say those two teams are so likely to make the finals, but right under them in the West, you can't count out the Spurs. And the most interesting team in basketball, I think, is the Celtics, because if it wasn't for the Durant signing, we would say that Al Horford, signed by the Celtics in the offseason, was the biggest addition. And they are another extremely well-coached team. That should be the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if Cleveland will have trouble with them. Here we are forecasting 5-6 months down the road, but the Celtics are intriguing.
What about other players to watch this season?
Well, you know, we're talking about the Warriors and Durant, but let's not forget that David West also signed, and he's this Swiss Army knife of a player, and there are a bunch of players who took pretty much the league minimum just to get on that train. And then I would also look for, in Brooklyn, they could be the worst team in basketball, but I live three blocks from the arena, and Jeremy Lin, you know, there could be Lin Sanity in Brooklyn.
Why not talk about the worst team? Lin Sanity again?
The revisiting of Lin Sanity. And by the way, of the 12 players on Brooklyn, I think 8 of them now live in the borough, and you see them around town. It's kind of like old Brooklyn Dodgers magic, except the Nets are going to be terrible.
That's Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.